We have two phones. I outweigh you guys, or?
You obviously gave yourself a chance after that first period and going to third. Just, yeah. But how difficult is it to come combined twice against a team like that with the kind of 5 power they have?
They're a really good team. And, you know, it's sit here and say, tie game going into the third, we're going to take our chances. And just, you know, that was tough. You know, we take the penalty and we get through it. And then we just stopped playing. And our defensive awareness was, you know, we can't let that happen. They're changing, coming off the bench, and to give up that chance, that's a tough one. And then, oh, whatever, it's a 1-goal game, but, you know, you can't give up that fourth one. Killer.
You guys pushed really hard here over the last 8 days. You have 5 games in that stretch, too. You finally get a couple of days off here before the next stretch starts. How much are you looking forward to kind of getting guys at least a little bit of rest?
Yeah. Well, we got a busy day tomorrow, though. You know, come be with the fans, so hopefully that'll take our mind off our last couple of games here. So we're looking forward to the carnival tomorrow and interacting with the fans. But it's let's get back to work time. But I think, you know, just take the mind off hockey for a little bit here, and we talk about the physical drains of playing a full NHL season. And, you know, no secret how banged up we are, but I don't think anybody can talk about the mental strains, and especially when, you know, we're thin and we're depending on, you know, guys game in and game out to perform with us. It's mentally draining, and they've been doing a heck of a job. So we've got a couple day break here, much needed.
Obviously, young guys have done a great job, as you mentioned. There's not an excuse for injuries; everybody goes through them. But yeah. How stable is that over a long period to have to, you know, the reality is you don't have a lot of guys.
Yeah, you don't have guys, and we've found ways to win with this lineup, and we're playing good teams. We're playing teams that are in the playoffs, and they're already a 100-point team, I think, aren't they? It's tough. You're hanging in there with them, and. You know, it's we've pulled some of these games out and some we haven't, but it's tough here because we gotta, you know, our identity is we gotta keep the puck out of the net, and that's why we've been winning. And, you know, to give up back to back fives is tough, even though, you know, there's an empty net in there, but hard to win when you're doing that.
That's great.
Listen, Coach, you've made most of this push without Kalorn, but he's had to go with 16 games. Mm-hmm. This final stretch, how nice was it to see him get a goal, and how important is it going to be for him to really kind of be one of your primary contributors offensively?
Well, you need more than Point Cooch and Palat, and we got a little bit of that tonight. We got 3. When you get 3, you got to get points. And so yes, you know, you want guys to come out of, you know, their goal droughts and stuff like that, which they did. We scored 3. You can't give up 5. You can't give up 4. It's too tough to win in this league. So I'm not as concerned about, you know, the amount of goals we're scoring. It's what we're giving up, and you know, they're battling. You got to feel for them because they're laying everything on the line. And as I said, if you told me we were going to score 3 against Washington, I was hoping, you know, we could get some points out of it. We didn't tonight, but. You said it's good for some of these guys to get some points and get a goal, and hopefully that'll loosen them up a bit.
During these last 2 games, it's only the first time you've lost back to back since January 31st and February 2nd. You only lost 2 points in the standings through these 2 games. How much of that is an encouragement for these last 2 games?
To be honest, we sit here and say, you're going to drive yourself crazy if we're just going to keep looking at the standings, like, oh, how'd the Leafs do? How'd the Islanders do? How did Philly do? On and on and on. Bottom line is, you gotta come to work, and we gotta pull points out of games. Because if you don't get any points out of games, there's no sense in looking at the standings. And it's just about us getting points. So we've had a little tough stretch here with tough travel day and playing some good teams. But now our backs are against the wall, and so we have to get points out of our next opponent. And we weren't gonna run the table. We went on an unreal stretch to pull ourselves just back into the race. And we've talked about that. Like, we got ourselves back in, and we're pretty much still in it, you know, with a handful of games left. But now we got to start pointing. And we're not, or the mulligans are over.
Good.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It's too early. It's Saturday night, so got a few more days to heal here. Hopefully we get some guys back.
Good. Thank you. Off the wrong card tonight.